Hello and welcome to TXS Daily News Podcast. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our essentials news front, the AIIB has approved a $50 million loan to Italy's Enel to back the development of its 300-megawatt solar power project in Rajasthan, India. On our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, the Emerging Africa Infrastructure Fund is lending 25 million euros over 18 years to Ivory Hydro Energy, which will build a 44-megawatt hydroelectricity generation plant on the Bandama River in Côte d'Ivoire. And BNP Paribas Bank Polska and Santander Bank Polska have signed an agreement with our power for $62 million to finance a portfolio of 7 solar power projects with a combined capacity of 91 megawatts. Over in the commodity finance space, the US Justice Department is investigating Connecticut-based trading house Freepoint Commodities over whether payments to employees of Brazil's state-run company Petrobras broke US laws, two sources said. Italy could be forced to pay millions of pounds in damages to UK oil company Rockhopper Exploration after banning new drilling near its coasts. And the African Export-Import Bank and the Bankers Association for Finance and Trade have announced the launch of a series of training workshops for African respondent banks to enhance their ability to obtain and maintain correspondent banking relationships. And in the trade finance sphere, on our third-party news tracker service, on the 14th of July, a UK Parliamentary Select Committee published its report on the lessons from the collapse of Greensill Capital after taking extensive evidence from the parties involved, including founder and chief executive Lex Greensill and former Prime Minister David Cameron, who had later become an advisor to the company. DBS Bank has announced changes at the helm of its global transaction services team. Lim Soon Chong will replace John Lawrence as head of GTS, and 3 bankers are set to leave Mizuho. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.